This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
100.7 The Wolf. Because we all want to know what everyone makes for a living, but it's never been okay to ask. Until now, this is Share Your Salary.
And on the phone with us today is Alicia. She lives in Lacey, and she is a bookkeeper. Hi, Alicia. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
You sound great, Alicia, and that makes me great. So thanks for the energy. You know what I mean?
Not a problem at all.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, for calling in, we're going to hook you up with some Cole Swindell tickets, Angel of the Winds Arena. The show's in October. Tickets are on sale this Friday. How does that sound?
That sounds awesome to me.
That's
nice.
Everything's awesome to you, Alicia. I love it. All right, bookkeeper.
I don't know. We're having some rough times, so we're going to go with awesome today.
Oh, well, okay. You do a good job of faking it then, right?
Yes, I'll take that.
There we go. All right, so Alicia, like I said, is a bookkeeper. We're going to put a minute on the clock. We're going to ask you as many questions as we can. When we're done, we will play a song while we think it over. We'll come back. Everybody will guess what we think you make, and then you will share your salary as a bookkeeper. Sound good?
Sounds great.
All right, let's do this. Gabe, are you ready?
I'm not feeling super optimistic because I just had to look up how to spell bookkeeper, but I think it'll be fun.
That's one of those ones that has a lot of E's and a lot of K's.
I just second-guessed myself.
I could not spell souvenir earlier to save my life, so we're good here. Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Gabe, if you are ready, begin.
What kind of company do you work for?
It's a Union Electric company.
Oh.
Do you have a nice retirement plan in place?
No. So I don't get the union benefits. I get everything else on the side. So I do have benefits, but it's not the same as the union benefits.
Mm. Are you the breadwinner?
Yes.
Do you attend fundraisers?
No.
Do you have any loans?
No.
Do you own a home or do you rent your home?
We're in the process of buying property, 5 acres.
Nice.
Wow. What's the most expensive thing that you've bought in the past month?
Oh, in the last month. Probably my lawyer.
Oh, okay. How many hours a week are you working?
40.
40 hours a week.
Why did you hire a lawyer?
Oh, not enough time.
Yeah, not enough time for that story.
Okay, well, maybe we'll touch on that in the after conversation, which we like to do. But in the meantime, let's play the game. Because, Alicia, you're a bookkeeper. Everyone wants to know how much you're making. So go ahead and shoot us a text. We will use your text as our guest, especially if you call us out by name. That always helps. But put your name and where you live on those text messages, 253-642-WOLF. And the cool part is if you can hang out for 3 minutes, that's it. 3 minutes, this one song, and it's a great song. We're going to come back, and Alicia, the bookkeeper, is going to share her salary coming up next. Right, Alicia?
Yes, I am.
100.7 The Wolf. Because we all want to know what everyone makes for a living, but it's never been okay to ask. Until now, this is Share Your Salary.
And on the phone with us today is Alicia. She lives in Lacey. She's a bookkeeper. Mm-hmm. Gabe, what else have we just learned about Alicia?
She works for a Union Electric company. She doesn't get benefits directly through them. She's the breadwinner. She doesn't have any loans. They're about to buy 5 acres of property. She said the most expensive thing she's paid for in the past month was a lawyer, and she works about 40 hours a week.
And everybody's thinking divorce. I'm thinking this is a property issue, but we'll get to that conversation in a minute. Gabe, what do you think the salary is?
So Savannah texted in. Savannah wanted a nickname. So I said Savannah Banana.
That's perfect.
I thought that was fitting.
Perfect.
And I would like to go with 85.
Okay, 85. Captain Ron.
I'm going to go a little bit higher. Shout out to Rob and Billy, both electricians. And we're all saying 92.
Okay. And happy birthday, Rob.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
All right, so here's the text. Hey, Matt. This is your old buddy Jeff in Tacoma. Hey, Gabe. Just in case you want to steal this from Matt. I don't appreciate you playing two cards here, buddy.
Wow.
All right? But I'll use you anyway, Jeff, because he says, I hire bookkeepers. I think Alicia is making $84 a year. She's the breadwinner because she's getting a divorce, hence the lawyer. He's got it all put together here. So our guesses right now are $84, $85, and $92. But that doesn't really matter, Alicia. We all want to know how much you're actually making as a bookkeeper. It's how much you're your salary.
I actually make make about 82.
Oh! Hey, Jeff, you better stay loyal. Don't be flip-flopping around show members. Don't be a man-ho, okay?
Pick
a player.
Leave him alone.
All right, Alicia, not that being a bookkeeper is not interesting, but you got to put this fire out here. What's the lawyer for? What's going on with you?
The lawyer is actually for the person we're trying to buy the property from. So he's been stealing stuff off the property and doing a lot of hanky stuff. So we've had to bring a lawyer in, and I actually am happily married. We're not divorced. Nothing.
That's what I thought.
We own our own business. So.
Wow.
You know, it's so funny because when you said that, because I don't know if you've listened, but Vanessa and I just bought 3.5 acres. And we thought getting away from people was going to end the drama. There's so much drama when you get out in the country with property and all this stuff. It's crazy.
Oh, 100%. And the person we're buying it from seems to think that he still has all the rights and everything. So it's just been an absolute mess.
Oh. I feel like you hear stories about that more often than not. Like, change your locks right when you move in because they'll just help themselves.
We are putting
100%.
We're putting up 4-rail fence line all the way around it because this one neighbor thinks he owns our driveway. Like, it's crazy. We're like, get out of here with that. You and your Kawasaki. Get gone. But anyway, Alicia... we appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much. And again, we got those tickets for you to take a break from all the legal stuff. And congratulations on the new property. It'll work out. You speed bumps on the way to glorious, right?
Exactly. Once we are fully done with this, it's going to be wonderful.
That's right. Then nice. You have a big bonfire and, you know, just dance around
it. We've been having big bonfires.
Oh,
there you go. There you go. All right. Well, don't hang up because we have those Cole Swindell tickets for you. And we really do appreciate you. And we want an update when it's all closed up. Okay.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you guys so much.
All right.
You too.
Thank you for calling in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.